96% denied. Vance's Medicare task force, birthright citizenship fissures, and a court at 36%. The domestic political landscape is fracturing in ways that do not map cleanly onto a partisan spectrum. The Vance task force denied 96% of Medicare transplant claims following a 7,100% surge in applications, a pairing of figures that tells two sharply different stories. Either the surge reflects a dramatic uptick in fraudulent or inappropriate claims, justifying aggressive denial, or the denial criteria were tightened so severely that legitimate patients are being turned away from life-saving procedures. Transplant claims are not a category where denial has minor consequences, and because the task force operated outside normal CMS rulemaking, analysts expect litigation over whether the legal basis for those denials will survive judicial scrutiny. On birthright citizenship, the White House is pursuing two simultaneous and arguably contradictory strategies, pushing legislation in the Senate to restrict birthright citizenship following the Supreme Court's ruling, while also asking the court to rehear the case. Senate Republican dynamics are genuinely fractured. Originalist conservatives uncomfortable with restricting the 14th Amendment sit alongside immigration restrictionists and moderates watching suburban voters. The coalition math for legislation requiring 60 Senate votes is not currently there. Trump invoked the word communism 81 times over a two-week span, suggesting deliberate message testing ahead of November midterms. A former judge who helped an immigrant evade ICE received a $5,000 fine rather than prison time, a result expected to fuel significant Republican outrage, and a judge ordered Trump to pay E. Jean Carroll $5.8 million, adding another legal dimension to an already charged political week. The Supreme Court's approval rating has dropped to 36%, according to YouGov, with 50% actively disapproving, down from 40% in the aftermath of the 2022 Dobbs decision, and well below the mid-50s levels that held through most of the 2010s. That gives Democrats a polling foundation to argue that campaigns for court expansion and term limits reflect public sentiment rather than mere partisan frustration. On the Democratic side, Gavin Newsom is launching a national campaign swing while separately urging the party to embrace DSA-backed socialist candidates, arguing for addition, not subtraction. An AP NORC poll finding that 58% of Democratic-identifying Jewish Americans now say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, up from 45% in 2024, offers some empirical grounding for his coalition expansion argument, though the two positions exist in some tension.